Take part in a transformation of pharmacy practice. Pharmacy Futures is ASHP's dynamic new summer event where you will unite with clinicians, practice leaders, preceptors, and technicians to explore the impactful integration of artificial intelligence in pharmacy practice and healthcare. Over 57 hours of contemporary education will be offered, including a special workshop for sterile compounding designated person competency training. Special rates are available when you register and book your hotel before April 26th. Learn more at futures.ashp.org. That's futures.ashp.org.
Welcome to the ASHP Official Podcast, your guide to issues related to medication use, public health, and the profession of pharmacy.
Thank you for joining us for the ASHP Pharmacy Leadership Podcast. This series focuses on leadership topics within pharmacy practice, including the business of pharmacy, development of leadership skills, career transitions, and more. My name is Cindy Jeter, and I'm the chair of the Pharmacy Technician Executive Committee Forum, and I will be your host. In today's episode, we are sitting down with the Pharmacy Technician Forum's Distinguished Service Award winner, Mary Mercer, to discuss her service within the section and the role ASHP has played in her development as a pharmacy practice leader. Welcome, and thank you for joining us today. For our listeners, the Pharmacy Technician Forum Distinguished Service Award recognizes one ASHP Forum member each year whose volunteer activities have supported the mission of their forum and helped advance the profession. Mary's activities over the past 3 years have demonstrated a contribution to the improvement of pharmacy practice that aligns with the forum's mission and vision. With that, Mary, please tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be involved with ASHP.
So thank you. I am a pharmacy technician. I have been for about 24 years. I currently work for BD as a pharmacy consultant. ASHP Pharmacy Technician Forum has allowed me an opportunity to share my passion for advancing pharmacy technicians, my passion for pharmacy as the profession, as well as an opportunity to have a voice in the change that I see happening all around me for pharmacy technicians. I came to be involved with ASHP several years ago when the Pharmacy Technician Forum was created. I happened to be reading an article that talked about it, and I thought, oh, wow, here is my opportunity to make a difference in a forum that is recognized nationally and has the power of ASHP, the name behind it, and the professional advancement, I guess, is the best way to say it.
What is your favorite part of being a member of ASHP?
My favorite part about being a member of ASHP is the Pharmacy Technician Forum and the advisory groups and committees that they support. The opportunity to get involved, to meet people from around the country and work directly with them on various initiatives that advance the pharmacy technician profession, that is my favorite part about it.
Working within the forum and ASHP, what projects or initiatives have you worked on that you're the most proud of?
Well, I have had a great opportunity to be very involved over the last 3 years and to do some good work with fellow pharmacy technician members that's impactful to, I think, pharmacy technicians everywhere. A few years ago, my first appointment to a forum was to the e-communications and membership advisory group. In that group, we were tasked with creating some materials for ASHP to use during mid-year to help encourage pharmacy technicians. So we developed a flyer that was intended for the pharmacy directors and the pharmacists that are in those leadership roles that they could take back home with them and use it to encourage their technicians to become members and to become active. That's what we were tasked with. We also saw an additional need, so we created a brochure that really was directed towards the technician. Why would you want to join ASHP? What's it going to do for you? And so that brochure really was surrounded around like the technician's perspective for toward ASHP. So those were two things we did then. We also created a pharmacy technician hashtag that we submitted to ASHP, a desire to create a hashtag as an opportunity for fellow technicians to be able to find social media posts that were relevant to them. So my team came up with the idea. We threw around some different hashtag options and finally landed on hashtag ASHP Farm Tech. So that is now a formally approved hashtag for pharmacy technicians that are involved with ASHP. I then had an opportunity to co-chair and then chair the Educational Steering Committee, where we worked on multiple educational opportunities for technicians. We developed toolkits, we developed webinars, and then from that came the opportunity to collaborate with the pharmacist section on informatics. And that all culminated in the opportunity for me to be here at ASHP this year to present an educational session, working with both of our forums, the pharmacy, the pharmacist section on informatics, as well as the pharmacy technician forum, to present a session around advancing pharmacy technicians in informatics, which I think is so relevant to where we are today, creating advanced roles for technicians to grow into, as well as getting technicians into informatics, which really is a focus of a lot of pharmacies.
We have all had those moments in life or along our journey that have helped define us and shape the impact we want to have on pharmacy practice and as leaders. Can you describe one of your aha moments?
So I feel like I've had multiple aha moments along the 24 years that I've been on this journey. And I think that's really important to point out too. It doesn't have to be a single turning point moment, but sometimes your aha moments are a succession of moments that build on themselves. One of the ones that I think is most impactful and that I try to talk about when I get the opportunity is that the moment when I realized that being a pharmacy technician could be a career, not just a job where I count by fives and deal with angry customers in a retail setting or run the floors refilling automated dispensing machines in a hospital setting. There's so much more to that. I've had great opportunities to grow and expand my career, to take on additional levels of responsibility and leadership opportunities all along the way. But I would say that aha moment was when I realized that I could really make pharmacy technician a career and not just a job. My opportunity a few years ago when a recruiter reached out to me about this opportunity that they felt I was great for led to my current role with logistics. That was really eye-opening to me. To that point, I thought, well, you know, I'm a pharmacy technician. I'm a buyer. I'm doing great things. This is really the top, right? There's nowhere else for me to go. So I'll just be happy right here where I am. And then that email from the recruiter that led me to where I am today was just an eye-opening opportunity. So I think what I would want to share with our audience most is that there are opportunities to grow from wherever you are. hopefully those opportunities to grow exist within the organization that you work for, that you may be passionate about or just love. So hopefully those opportunities are there naturally. Ask for them. And then sometimes you just have to look outside and find your own opportunities if they don't naturally exist within your organization. I feel like I am a professional now, where maybe before I was not so much feeling that way, but a professional pharmacy consultant where I get to use my experience and my knowledge to help others.
And for our last question, what recommendations do you have for our listeners who want to get involved at the national level?
Join the Pharmacy Technician Forum, right? It's really as simple as that. It starts with that first step of becoming an ASHP member, and then apply for opportunities. Find the opportunities that you're interested in, right? Apply for the advisory groups and committees if that's what you're interested in. Apply for the councils and committees. ASHP has lots of opportunities for pharmacy technicians to get involved.
Well, Mary, I want to thank you so much for joining us today in our episode of Pharmacy Leadership and sharing your experiences as a member of ASHP. To our listeners, do you have someone in mind to recommend for the Distinguished Service Award? You can nominate an ASHP member for the award each year from February 11th through May 1st by visiting ashp.org/about/ASHP/awards. You can also find more exclusive content, including resources for self-development, leading pharmacy enterprises, and teams and practice management on the ASHP website. Thank you for joining us. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the ASHP Official Podcast.
Thank you for listening to ASHP Official, the voice of pharmacists advancing healthcare. Be sure to visit ashp.org/podcast to discover more great episodes, access show notes, and download the episode transcript. If you loved the episode and want to hear more, be sure to subscribe, rate, or leave a review. Join us next time on ASHP Official.